Introduction. Do you know who you really are and what you're capable of? I'm sure you think so, but just because you believe something doesn't make it true. Denial is the ultimate comfort zone. Don't worry, you aren't alone. In every town, in every country, all over the world, millions roam the streets, dead-eyed as zombies, addicted to comfort, embracing a victim's mentality, and unaware of their true potential. I know this because I meet and hear from them all the time, and because just like you, I used to be one of them. I had a damn good excuse, too. Life dealt me a bad hand. I was born broken, grew up with beatdowns, was tormented in school, and called nigger more times than I can count. We were once poor, surviving on welfare, living in government-subsidized housing, and my depression was smothering. I lived life at the bottom of the barrel, and my future forecast was bleak as fuck. Very few people know how the bottom feels, but I do. It's like quicksand. It grabs you, sucks you under, and won't let go. When life is like that, it's easy to drift and continue to make the same comfortable choices that are killing you over and over again. But the truth is, we all make habitual, self-limiting choices. It's as natural as a sunset, and as fundamental as gravity. It's how our brains are wired, which is why motivation is crap. Even the best pep talk or self-help hack is nothing but a temporary fix. It won't rewire your brain. It won't amplify your voice or uplift your life. Motivation changes exactly nobody. The bad hand that was my life was mine, and mine alone to fix. So I sought out pain, fell in love with suffering, and eventually transformed myself from the weakest piece of shit on the planet into the hardest man God ever created, or so I tell myself. Odds are you have had a much better childhood than I did, and even now might have a damn decent life. But no matter who you are, who your parents are or were, where you live, what you do for a living, or how much money you have, you're probably living at about 40% of your true capability. Damn shame. We all have the potential to be so much more. Years ago, I was invited to be on a panel at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. I'd never set foot in a university lecture hall as a student. I'd barely graduated high school. Yet I was at one of the most prestigious institutions in the country to discuss mental toughness with a handful of others. At some point in the discussion, an esteemed MIT professor said that we each have genetic limitations, hard ceilings, that there are some things we just can't do, no matter how mentally tough we are. When we hit our genetic ceiling, he said, mental toughness doesn't enter into the equation. Everyone in that room seemed to accept his version of reality, because this senior, tenured professor was known for researching mental toughness. It was his life's work. It was also a bunch of bullshit. And to me, he was using science to let us all off the hook. I'd been quiet until then because I was surrounded by all these smart people feeling stupid. But someone in the audience noticed the look on my face and asked if I agreed. And if you ask me a direct question, I won't be shy. There's something to be said for living it instead of studying it, I said, then turned toward the professor. What you said is true for most people, but not 100%. There will always be the 1% of us who are willing to put in the work, to defy the odds. I went on to explain what I knew from experience, that anybody can become a totally different person and achieve what so-called experts like him claim is impossible. But it takes a lot of heart, will, and an armored mind. Heraclitus, a philosopher born in the Persian Empire back in the 5th century BC, had it right when he wrote about men on the battlefield. Out of every 100 men, he wrote, 10 shouldn't even be there. 80 are just targets. 9 are the real fighters, and we are lucky to have them, for they make the battle. Ah, but the one. One is a warrior. From the time you take your first breath, you become eligible to die. You also become eligible to find your greatness and become the one warrior. But it is up to you to equip yourself for the battle ahead. Only you can master your mind, which is what it takes to live a bold life filled with accomplishments most people consider beyond their capability. I am not a genius like those professors at MIT, but I am that one warrior. And the story you are about to hear, the story of my fucked up life, will illuminate a proven path to self-mastery and empower you to face reality, hold yourself accountable, push past pain, learn to love what you fear, relish failure, live to your fullest potential, and find out who you really are. Human beings change through study, habit, and stories. Through my story, you will learn what the body and mind are capable of when they're driven to maximum capacity and how to get there. Because when you're driven, whatever's in front of you, whether it's racism, sexism, injuries, divorce, depression, obesity, tragedy, or poverty, becomes fuel for your metamorphosis. The steps laid out here amount to the evolutionary algorithm, one that obliterates barriers, glimmers with glory, and delivers lasting peace. I hope you're ready. It's time to go to war with yourself. Anything to add here, David?
I hope this story doesn't motivate you. I know a lot of you are thinking, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Motivation is crap. Why do I say that? It comes and it goes. You're very motivated on those days when your life is perfect. When the sun is out, when the bills are paid, when the wife or husband, everything's in its right place. That's when most of us are nice and motivated. So it comes and goes. Let's say right now you read this book and you find motivation from this book and you're living in Chicago. Let's say it's December in Chicago. Chicago in December time is real cold and you're motivated to go out for a 2-mile run. You open that door and that wind chill hits your face. If you're motivated, you're going to shut that door and go back and sit down on that couch and watch TV. Those people who find more than motivation from this, maybe a little drive or maybe even a little obsession to change their life. When they open that door and that wind chill hits their face, they're going to close it just to go back to their closet and put warm clothes on, so they can go back out there and tackle whatever's in front of them. When you're driven and obsessed, you no longer care what's in front of you. If your bills aren't paid because you can't figure out a way to do it, if your life isn't perfect, it doesn't matter. You realize that's just life. It's not going to be perfect. But that's not going to derail me from what I have to do to get better.